I have to say that before that war started, I listened to everything. I listened to both sides constantly. I kept a constant vigil in front of that TV. I read everything I could get my hands on. And after I listened to both sides, I became completely immobile. The days before the war began, I basically lay on my couch and shit my pants. It's my firm belief, and maybe I'm nuts, that it's the most ambivalent this country's ever felt, at least in my lifetime, about going into war. And that wasn't a question of being behind our troops or not. It's nonsense. We had every right to be ambivalent, you know, because of the way, you know, listen, if you want to have a war and you're the president, that's fine. But your job is that the president, as president is, you have to manipulate me better. And they didn't do the job. And they didn't. It was a simple job. They could have done it. They could have done it over time. They could have done it from the point in which Afghanistan, when we went into Afghanistan, the beginning of that war, the next war could have been, we could have been told from that point on that there was another war that was going to have to be fought. They could have done it then. They could have laid all the seeds. They could have laid all the groundwork. That's their fucking job. So by the time it comes around, I go, woo-hoo, we're going to war. So I'm excited. I may be ambivalent about war. I don't like war, but God damn it. Now I've got a reason, because he fucking told me. He's been telling me every day, and God damn it, he's right. That Saddam Hussein's a prick. I'm going to kick the shit out of him. But the fact is, what occurred was it's the first time that that war was mentioned was on September 12th, which was the day after the second anniversary of September 11th. And President Bush walked out on television in front of this country and said, we're going to go to war in Iraq, goddammit, because that son of a bitch has weapons of mass destruction. He has a ton of shit there, and he's the reason that Osama bin Laden was able to get away with the shit he did. And goddammit, he's really the problem. And I know we can't find Osama bin Laden, but we can get this cocksucker, I can assure you. And that's what we're going to do. And we don't give a fuck what the rest of the world thinks. So, hey, the rest of you know, fuck yourselves. And then I sat there and went, what the fuck was that about? And then the members of his cabinet went, George, And then George was told, well, you know, there's the rest of the world, and you're going to have to deal with them. And he said, why? And then they said, here's a globe. See, countries. Countries. Here's New Zealand. You'll never go there. It's too far away. And so they calmed him down. And we went to the UN, which is what we should have done. And we had a discussion there, and we came up with a solution. And the solution was, what we were going to do was find out if there were weapons of mass destruction there. Woohoo! Good idea. So they picked a man named Hans Blix to go in there, and I didn't trust that fucker at all. Because Blix is not the name of a human being, is it? You guys even live up here among the Scandinavians, and there's no one named Blix here. Nobody. He can take all the X's out of his name he wants. He's an alien. He's an alien. Has anyone seen his navel? I don't fucking think so. So Blix had to wander around in the fucking heat looking for shit. Not here. There's nothing here. There's nothing here. And meanwhile, we stood on the sidelines like a bully, literally in a grade school, you know, yelling, you're not going to find anything, you fuck. Ha, ha, ha. And then, in the midst of that, while they're looking, to find the weapons, and many of those weapons we had given to them. We gave the man anthrax. How come there's not, why don't they, at least while we're fucking around here, go and grab the people who gave him anthrax and find out why? I mean, seriously, how many fucking, fucking whiskey sours would you have to have at a bar to be sitting next to Saddam Hussein and go, oh, you're a snuggy bear, we're gonna get you anthrax. So in the midst of looking around, from North Korea, a gentleman who leads that country who looks like the winner of the Asian Elvis impersonator contest. And he pops up and he goes, I got nuclear weapons, aha, suck my dick, kiss my ass, wah-ha. And our government says, well, we'll negotiate with you. So we're going to negotiate with him. We're negotiating with the guy who has the weapons. But meanwhile, we're going to go after the guy, and we can't find the weapons. Saying to the world, we would rather play hide and seek. The idea that I was told by them, and that I thought was based on a risk game that I played, was Iran and Iraq and North Korea were the axis of evil. And so, and I know that the North Koreans are evil, and I do not know why we did not go in there instead. As soon as he said it, you kind of go, hoo-hoo, wouldn't you turn around and go, let's fucking get them. But because the North Koreans are evil, because when you ever see footage of them on television, it's always in black and white. Because the people of North Korea have lost their color. That's when you know a country is evil, when people lose their color. It's in the Bible, you fucks, look it up. Then we decide that we're going to prove to the world that there are these weapons of mass destruction there. And so we sent Colin Powell into the UN with, he's got pictures. He's got a ton of them. They look like, well, fucking placemats is what they look like, with odd designs. Here, he said, here's Hans Blix. Oh, I fucking hate Blix. He's entering a chemical factory, and there's a truck leaving just as he's entering, and that truck is carrying a weapon of mass destruction or ice cream. Patience wore thin, and we appealed to all the nations of the world, and all the nations of the world said, you're fucking crazy. Most countries on the planet Earth said we were nuts. And we ignored them. And we even yelled about them. We yelled about the French, as if we expected the French to be any other fucking way. These people gave us wine, and they don't give a shit except about what's for dinner. So fucking get over it. And we don't care. And there'd be guys on TV, we don't give a fuck what they think in Kenya about this. But you know what? You don't have to fucking give a fuck, but pretend like you give a fuck. That's the deal. You have to go, well, you know, you gotta act like you're fucking interested. And the Democrats and the Republicans decided we couldn't wait anymore. And they go in, boy. And just before they go in, the government cuts a deal with Halliburton. The first contract signed in terms of dealing with damage in the oil fields was with Halliburton. A big, big fucking contract. And I thought, that's something they should have kept hidden. Don't do that. Hide it so at least I have to find it. And so by then, if you've hit it, by the time I find it, I'm so exhausted from looking, I'm not so angry. But don't just sit there and pull your pants down and shit on my face. And so, you know, we won the war. And it was blessedly done quickly. And now we can't find the weapons of mass destruction. And they're saying, well, that doesn't really matter. And I'm going, yeah, it fucking does. And it does matter. I don't know about you, but it matters, because that's why we were told we were doing this. We all knew that there was a reason to go in there in terms of Saddam Hussein being a prick. Anybody who ever saw him said, but if he comes to my bar, I'll beat the fuck out of him. Because that's the reason that we said we were going in there. and you can make up all the other reasons you want now. But you have got to find the stuff. And if you're not going to find the stuff, then make up something else. You know? Because since it wasn't based on a real reason, and then it wasn't a real war. And then we don't need real proof. And that's what I'm asking for. I need a picture, and I don't give a fuck if the picture is real. Have the common sense to send 2 15-year-olds into Kinko's. I need the picture of a camel with a nuclear weapon on its back.